is known as safety as a paramedic. And the most striking thing that we hear this morning is that this paralytic came and did not say one word, but yet the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Your son, your sins are forgiven." And if you notice last week as well, we had the gospel of the woman who came to the Lord, the sinner woman who came to the Lord and washed his feet with her tears. Again, she did not say one word, but the Lord said, "Your sins are forgiven." So it is quite amazing how the Lord can forgive sins even if we don't say a word. It is the feeling or the feeling of contrition of heart, or the feeling that you want repentance, you want forgiveness from the Lord. It is enough for us to have forgiveness. And that's the merciful Lord that we are living with. Our Lord is so merciful and so forgiving that even if we feel that we are repentant, we feel in faith that we need forgiveness, the Lord will forgive us. And this is something that we really should be considering. And if you notice this morning that the Lord gave forgiveness before he gave healing. He gave forgiveness before he gave physical healing. Because forgiveness is what leads to salvation. Forgiveness is what leads to eternal life. It's easy to heal a person. It's easy to raise a person from the dead. But it is much harder to give forgiveness. It is much more, it costed the Lord the cross for him to give forgiveness. And forgiveness will give us eternal life, but if a person who is healed physically, well, he can get sick again. If a person is raised from the dead, he will die again. So, and that's why the Lord said to his apostles, he said, "The things that I do, you will do greater than." What does this mean? The things that I do, that you will do greater than. Lord, you raise the dead, you heal the sick. You did so many things. He said, no, but you, when you raise a person who is spiritually dead, this is a great miracle. Because if you raise a person who is physical dead, he's going to die again. But if you raise a person who is spiritual dead, he's going to live forever. Which is greater, to raise a physical dead or a spiritual dead? The spiritual dead, of course, because he's going to live for eternal life. The physical dead, he's going to die again. Like Lazarus, when he was raised from the dead, he died again. Tabitha, when she was raised from the dead, she died again. She died. So there's nobody lives physically forever, but we live spiritually forever. So that's why it's important, young people, is that no matter how many sins we have done, no matter how many sins that we are falling in, it is important to come to the Lord and say, "Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I need you to give me that forgiveness so that I can have eternal life." Spiritual life is not always on the high. Always it's like a roller coaster. But as the Lord said, that the righteous person will fall 7 times and the Lord will raise him up. And it's important that we don't stay down. It is important that we lift ourselves up from our sins, lift ourselves from our troubles, and ask forgiveness. The Lord is willing to forgive us this morning. If we have sins, if we have troubles, if we have tribulation, or anything, bring it to the Lord, and the Lord will show us his mercy. The Lord will show. It's so easy for the Lord to forgive. He wants to forgive. He strives to forgive us. He will always go after us. There's a lost sheep. He will always go after us to forgive us, so that we can have eternal life and enjoy the eternal life with him. May the Lord give us forgiveness always. May we bring our sins, our troubles to him. And may he always lift up all of our sins from us and give us eternal life.